Here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is July 21st, 1983. We're sitting in Mrs. Howell's living room here at Route 3, Box 190 in Scottsville, Kentucky. Mrs. Howell, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Okay, and just to make my records correct, we want to put on tape the spelling of your name. Will you please spell it for me?
S-A-D-I-E H-O-W-E-L-L.
Middle name?
No, I don't use no middle name.
Do you have a middle name?
I just use B, my maiden, of my maiden name.
Okay, and what is your husband's name?
He's gone, but his name was Presley.
It's Presley.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's Pres Howell. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he is deceased.
That's right.
What's your occupation?
I'm just a housewife.
Housewife. How long have you lived here at this address?
47 years.
47 years. Where did you live before?
Well, just a short distance over here by the church.
How long ago was that? Is that where you grew up?
That's where I grew up and lived when I married. Mm-hmm. And I've lived here all my married life.
Oh, and were you born here in Allen County?
Yes, in Allen County.
Near here?
Not too far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where were your parents from?
Here in Allen County.
And what were their occupations?
Dad was a farmer. Mother was a housewife.
And what were their names?
Barbara and Robert Ballard.
You want to spell that last name?
B-A-L-L-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm. Do you go to church here closely?
Yes. What Beach Grove.
Beach Grove, that's General Baptist.
Uh-huh. That's mm-hmm. right.
You mind telling me how old you are?
No, I don't mind at all. I'm 68 years old.
And what is the date of your birth?
June the 1st, 1915.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to Mount Victory when there was a school up there, and then I went to Scottsville High.
All right, and how far did you go in school?
I went through school.
Graduated from high school?
From high school.
That's great. When did you learn to quilt?
I've quilted ever since I can remember, just about. I imagine that my first real quilting was when I was about 11 or 12 years old. But I made doll quilts just about as far back as I can remember.
How old were you then when you can... How old do you think you might have been when you learned to quilt?
Well, when I learned to do a good job, I was probably about 15 years old.
But when you started out, just learning the very basic things?
I'd say 6 or 7 years old mm-hmm. was my doll's quilt.
Who taught you?
My mother.
And how did she teach you?
Well, of course, women done a lot of quilting at that time, and she would allow me to watch her and show me, you know.
Giving you the needle and pieces in your hand.
Oh, yes.
Let you go ahead. Oh, what were the quilts you made when you were learning?
Well, it was mostly string quilts, is what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like this design. That's what we call a string quilt.
And that's pieces, small pieces, sewn together and then pieces cut out of them?
We would take a paper, you know, cut a square out, and we would sew from the corner. Of course, this is not done like I done it. This one's done more like it. From corner to corner first, you know, then we'd fill in the other corners with smaller pieces.
Mm-hmm. And then tear off the paper?
After we trimmed the cloth from around the edges, you know, then we'd tear off the paper.
What patterns did you make when you started quilting, besides anything besides string quilt? What were some of the first patterns?
Well, I guess a Dutch doll was about the first nice quilt that I made.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I have many favorites or not. I have made several sort of fancy quilts, but I'm getting back to the old time.
And what are those?
Well, just plain block quilts or anything that is old time.
Who else in your family quilted?
Not anyone. Well, I have a sister that quilted some, but not no great extent.
Your mother did?
My mother did, and she was the only one, I think.
Were there any men in your family that ever quilted?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Is your sister still living?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you say she didn't quilt?
She did quilt some, just for her own use. Not, as far as I know, she's never sold or made quilts for anyone else or anything like that.
And what's her name?
Juanita Roberts.
Juanita Roberts. And where does she live?
Well, she lives up the Scottsville Road. I don't know whether I can tell you or not. Now, she lives out the Galton Road. It's her home. And they stay there on the weekend. But during the week, they live at her husband's home. And it's, are you familiar with Scottsville Road?
Somewhat.
Well, do you know where Esther Guy lives on the street?
Yes.
The road that turns off in front of his house, you go out there a little ways.
Then they're all close here in Allen County.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
No.
Not really.
Not really, because I always made that one of my priorities.
How much time do you spend quilting?
Well, since I've got older, I spend a right smart.
How much is a right smart?
Well, it's the most I do. So,
where do you like to be when you quilt? What part of the house?
Well, I like to quilt in the living room. Mm-hmm.
What time of day?
Well, generally, in the early evening.
How long at a time do you work at it?
Well, of course, it depends on what has to be done, but I'd say if I'm just piecing, I'll spend 4 or 5 hours. Of course, if I'm quilting, I spend more time than that, so I won't be so long getting it finished.
Where do you get your quilt patterns and your designs?
Well, I've got a quilt book here that I ordered, and I've got some of them out of that, and I take the Quilt World.
Do you know the name of the quilt book you ordered?
I can show you. The book is one that I ordered from my son when he was in high school. You know, they always bring a list of books around to help their activities in school.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought this pamphlet home, and I looked it over, and there wasn't any of the magazines but what I was already taking that I cared about, you know. So I noticed this, let's see, what was the name of it? Well, I can't recall right now. Prized Quilts.
Okay.
And I thought it would be a magazine that I would get every month or two, you know. But when it come, it was a thick book, and it had so many pretty designs. And it was a book of patterns that had been prized quilts down south. And I paid $12.50 for it, and I wouldn't take nothing for it.
You still have it?
I still have it.
You still use it?
Oh, yes.
prize quilt.
Prize quilt. Let me have Barbara go upstairs and see if she can get it.
While we're waiting to find the book, tell me, what in your opinion makes a good quilt?
Well, I think it needs to be put together so that it will stay together,
mm-hmm.
last a long time. You know, one that's not half quilted and the piece, the top piece, so that it just comes out in a little while, like that one has done. I don't like that.
Then it must be put together well.
It sure should. That's the main thing.
Why do you make quilts?
Well, for my own satisfaction. It's the most relaxing thing I can do.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Well, no. When I made them when I was younger, of course I raised a big family and I needed them, you know, to keep them warm. But most of what I do now is just for my own satisfaction.
The family is up and gone.
Yes, just about all gone.
How large a family did you have?
I had 10 children.
My. You needed a lot of quilts.
I did. I had to have a lot of quilts.
What do you find to be the most satisfying, piecing or quilting quilts?
Well, I think quilting. You feel like you're really accomplishing something then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the quilting is the
best. Did you ever go to quilting bees?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, how about a quilting party?
Well, I've been to a few of them, but...
Well, what's the difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
Really, I don't know, because I've never been to a quilting bee, so I don't know. We always had a lot of fun at a quilting party, though.
What'd you do?
Well, we would gather in and quilt the quilt. Maybe we wouldn't get it done the first day we met, you know. But we'd keep on till we did get it done, and then we'd have a party that night, you know.
Come on. Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
there's your book.
Prize
Country Quilts, yes. By Mary Elizabeth Johnson,
uh-huh.
is the book that has inspired you a lot.
That's right.
Let's see when this was printed. The second printing was in 1978. What year did you buy this?
Well, no. I bought mine before then.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, maybe it was about that time. Maybe I've not had it no longer than that.
But you've used it a great deal.
Oh, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I've not really used it that much, but I've got a lot of enjoyment out of it.
I see. Okay. But some of your patterns have come out of this.
One of them especially. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking about quilting parties. Then you've quilted with other people.
Yeah, at the quilting parties I had.
Mm-hmm. But was that the only time?
Yes, I guess it
mm-hmm.
has been.
Uh-huh. What's it like to quilt with a group?
Well, it's very enjoyable. Of course, you have somebody to talk to and keep company with somebody, you know, and all. It's very enjoyable.
Does the time pass faster?
It does.
Uh-huh. What about the quality of the work? Does it get any different?
Well, now, sometimes there's a slight difference in it, but most generally, when they have a quilting party, why, they just invite the best quilters.
Uh-huh. Then they have a purpose.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt? You know, somebody says, I want a Kentucky quilt.
I don't know as I have, no.
What would you say a Kentucky quilt would be if somebody was looking for one? What do you think they'd be looking for?
Well, I think they'd be looking for one that was really put together good, one that would last, and something that was beautiful, too.
Then you think a Kentucky quilt would mean good workmanship and good quality?
I do.
And long-lasting piece of work.
That's right.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
No, I've thought about it a lot of times. Wished I could have had quilting classes or something like that, you know.
None of your kin folks?
No, just anybody that wanted to quilt.
Mm-hmm. But then you haven't taught any of your
kin
folks to quilt?
No. Well, I taught a daughter, but she don't like to quilt.
It didn't take.
No.
Now I'm asking about quilt books here. You have the prize country quilts, and then you have, I see here, McCall's Needlework Treasury that has a lot of quilts in it.
Yes.
And you said this prize country quilts is your favorite.
It is. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That and along with Quilt World.
Quilt World. Now that's a magazine,
it
isn't
is.
It?
It is. Mm-hmm. It comes every 2 months. Uh-huh.
And that's the one that you like the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I like it.
Do you take any other quilt magazines?
No, that's the only magazine I take.
And when you take patterns from these magazines and books, do you follow them exactly the way they're written?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
I have. Have you ever known of any men who quilted?
Oh. The only man that I've ever known, no, there's two that I know that quilt. Of course, I'm not personally acquainted with one of them. Paul Dalton in Scottsville quilts.
Yes, I've seen his work.
Uh-huh. And now he used to be my school teacher.
Did he really?
Uh-huh. Yes. One of the best I ever had. And then there was a deputy sheriff, what was his name? A few years back, not too many years back, that made a, I believe it was a wedding ring that he made that was a beautiful quilt. Now, I didn't see the work, I just seen the picture. I don't know how good a job he done, but he made a beautiful quilt.
Then you can't really say whether it's done any differently than,
no,
than women?
No.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, I've sold a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. And do you quilt for other people?
Not very much. I like to quilt my own work.
And who do you sell quilts to when you sell them?
Well, I've sold several to Ms. Orville Clark.
Local people?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how do you go about selling a quilt?
Well, as a general thing, they're already sold before I commence quilting.
Oh, they order them?
No, they come and look at what I have already pieced,
mm-hmm.
and they tell me which quilt they want, you know.
And then you quilt it?
I quilt it.
I see. How long have you been selling your quilts?
Oh, for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular reason?
No, not, well, I could use the money, of course,
mm-hmm.
but that, I guess, would be the only reason.
What do you do with your old quilts when they start wearing out?
Well, if they're not worn too much, I patch them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, I wash them. And put them between a new top and lining and tack them.
Mm-hmm. I see. Then you don't cut them up or?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Have you ever put a quilt in a show?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's been any change in people's attitude about quilting over the years?
I think it's getting to be a change. There was for a period that they just didn't do much quilting. But it's getting back to where they are.
How do you account for that?
Well, I really don't know. I just think it's a great art. for them to do such work. And unless it's just for the need to do something, you know.
Keeping busy.
Why, I wouldn't know why.
What do you see as the value of quilting? You've told me that a little bit the way we've talked so far, but think about a minute. The value of quilting, how do you see that?
Well, my greatest values would be keeping them to show grands and great grands and things, work that I have done.
Then it's continuing the heritage.
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt? You have any?
Well, really, I don't have a favorite color. It depends on the pattern I'm using.
Do you use a standard frame or a hoop, or do you lap quilt, or what do you quilt on?
I've got a little hoop frame that sets on a little stand, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I quilt on.
And you start in the center and work out?
Uh-huh, I do. I lay it on the table and baste it together, and then I put it in the frames in the center, you know,
mm-hmm.
and start in the center and work all the way around. And
that makes it easy to move around, doesn't it?
It does, uh-huh.
How have the materials that you've used in quilting changed?
Well, a lot. Now, I may differ from some people, but I like for what I do to look as old-timey as it can. And, you know, it's hard to get cotton materials anymore. Well, it's not as hard right now as it has been a few years back. And I like cotton materials to work with.
And you're not having as much trouble now?
No, not right now.
How about the battings and the backings?
Well, now I always, nearly always, use just a plain brown domestic backing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what old women used to use, and that's what I use. But the batting now has changed, and I think it's for the better. I like the polyester batting.
Why?
It's so much easier to quilt through. You can wash them and it stays together. It don't ball up like the cotton bedding used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot easier to work with.
Do you ever embroider on your quilts?
No, I never do.
Do you sign your quilts?
No, that's one bad mistake I made.
It's not too late to start.
Well, it may not be, but I've sold several that I didn't sign, and I wish I had.
I think that's important.
Uh-huh, it is.
Do you ever make up your own designs?
Well, sometimes I do.
Why?
Well, I just, something easy, you know, I'll just think it up and, you know.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern?
I don't think I especially have a favorite quilt pattern, no. Just about any kind of quilt pattern is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for my other page here. I really appreciate your talking with me and sharing all of this with me. You know the work of the society is to preserve this art, and you really seem to share the feeling that it is an art.
It is an art, and it should be preserved. And I hope the young women takes an interest in it and tries to keep it going.
Well, it looks like it's possible that they might. There's a great deal of interest going on in just that thing right now. Well, I want to thank you, Mrs. Howell, for talking to me on tape and sharing this with me. And I would hope that you have some quilts nearby that I can look at and document.
I have, yes.
I'm really looking forward to that.
All right, we'll get right on to it.
Thank you much.